let's take one thing at a time, okay? Now, if you look, maybe I'll give me just one of these. Just one second. Okay. If you look here, I just want to just tell you how things are going here. You see, basically what probably happened is when he says at the end, right before he talks about Chikla, he needs Boya, his Bara, Shein Roy Limnois, Kola Ranim Sabatero, Vole Kola Say, Lefish Efshe Shul Nichpa, Roy Limnois, as in Yonam at Subimbohem, Almus Holm Alehem. Vesh Ladash, Alabo Asay, and Nichpa, Bobatasis, Ella Ide Murishira. Al kach v'heim makalui apirush ole avashol. Okay? And at the beginning of the shayrish, you see, she'ein roi linnois es alavim for asay. Look at the beginning of the shayrish. Elo advorim musholim aleim ashin mitzovim b'hem. Okay, so what is that talking about? Lav shenichpal, or asay shenichpal? Correct, right? Is it talking about lav shemklolish? What? B'chayre not. Okay. So if correct. So if you're ready to assume that the Sherish basically ended here, and then the Ram added an addendum, this part, okay, V'gam Yitacha, there was some reason he found this important to add on, okay, where he added, okay, and he added on an appendage that even if the signal is different, this also goes into this, okay? Then, you know, but it's really out of place, like a dangling, what do you call it again? He's throwing, because, you see, if he really, it was like added on later, a priori, because the truth is, it is part of what happened before, but the summation should have been at the end. Okay? Okay. Now, then, imashiroi l'sapech l'klal hazeh, or l'sheris hazeh, is a whole new idea. He's introducing the idea of Lav Shemeklolos. Okay? And maybe even, you see, even independent of what the Arabic word over here, Hine at the page, Membeis, and it's the end of the Sherish, Hine kva birando esra ika ha-godol hazeh, kloim Lav Shemeklolos. What's ika ha-godol hazeh? That's the Etzel. So this whole thing, Klagod, what is he? Is he ending up the Sherish? Or is he ending up the second part that he's adding on to it? Klaima, Lashiba Kos, Brown the Sve Koiso, the other and the Khalik. Vasha Onu, the Khalik, Nimachai. Oh, that is the Ma. Oh. Now, there's something very important. Because most of the Shroshim in general are telling you what not to count. Because the diet, it's basically having polemics with Halachos Gedolos and all the other ones that follow this path or with the Moedim Mitzvahs, correct? No one got it right, okay? And he's telling you what not to do. But he never gave you the blueprint of what yes to do, okay? And L'chor over here is one of the few places so you could extrapolate L'masha from Sherosheni that a mitzvah has to be. So he's saying, you don't count your gimel midas. He's saying, well, you don't do, right? But you can extrapolate that if it's Torah Shemiksav, or if it's a Pirush Mekubal, it could be a minyan mitzvahs. But that's not the point of the Sherish. Sometimes you can extrapolate from the Sherish, but the Sherish is coming as a diatribe against Allah's Gedolos L'chud. Okay? Now here, הנה כבר ביררנו איזו עיקר הגודל הזה, כל מילה של קולס, ביררנו שפי קולס, ודענו מה ממנו לחלק, ומאנו לך שבקולס בובד, ואין חיום מלאחס, what's לחלק and not, okay? He's talking about לחרמלכס, correct? And he's talking about the מנשני, because it's not to מנרישן, because you don't talk about אחס, and the מנרישן is no מלאחס at all, correct? ושזה שהוא לחלק נמנה מצווס הרבה. So he's telling יסוד in מניינה מצווס, correct? ואשר אינו לחלק נמנה אחס, correct? ואשר, okay, שים כלל זה בקולרוסוי נגד עיניך תומד, כי הוא מפתח גודל ליבו אמיתס minion hamitzes. So even if the klal, see, something might be the guy was told, there's another gear over here, sim chelik ze, okay? If it's chelik ze, you know, it's an open shut case. But if it's klal ze, it's the same word, it's shurish there, as the atzel, which he started at the beginning of the paragraph, for ikar godo, okay? So what's the ikar godo? Ikar godo, and this is the mafteach godo. So the chayyur is talking the same godo. And this, with the whole discussion, what's so important over here is not the ninth shurish, but the second half of the ninth shurish, because the few places that he's focusing not on what you shouldn't count, but what you should count. He's not really having polemics with anyone. He's setting up a system of how you count, not, and it doesn't go back to the beginning. It's not talking about nichpal, because the nusach of the shurish is about nichpal. Shein roi limnois as a mitzvah la musholim, right? So what are we talking about? We're talking about nichpal. We're not talking about this. This was added on as a sefach, okay? Say that? Okay, that's a clear point, okay? And I guess he's mitzalaf into the shurish because it's about inyonim and how you move it, because he says, ki ze shomana sheish limnos inyonim mitzuvim behem v'mushalim behem. That's what we mentioned before, when you talk about keifo, hu b'tnai sheyeh b'inyonim mushalim imenu la b'uvad b'chol inyon v'inyon, which is a new idea. He's expanding. He put it here because he's expanding on the concept. Okay? Right? That's what it has to do here. Now, correct? That just goes on, just give us focus about it. So the focus is how to use Lav Sheba Klolos in Minyan HaMitzvos. Okay, now, let's move on now. Now, the first discussion. Now we're ready to get going. So he says, "Lo kol inyim v'inyim in anyon shi'icho isam alavahu v'zel lasha b'kol shein loikin olov k'mo shenivaya ato." Okay. Lav shebekolos, he's talking about a lav shebekolos shein look and lam klal. He's talking about minhag rishon. So he's going to say, we don't know how it became lav shebekolos, okay? Because he talks about lav shebekolos, he doesn't tell you. But he basically is telling you before that there's inyonim. Lo kol inyon v'inyon min inyonim shi'ichlo oisam halavahu. Ulav shebekolos. So lav shebekolos has many inyonim. Okay? And that's what he says later when he says that it's chad. He says that it's two or three. Oh, who ubeiru gam kein shelav shebekolos who di osi trei tlos isure mechad lav. Okay? And this also, Isurei, is basically instituted, is equivalent to Nyon. Okay? Because the Isurim in Ashova, the Nyonim in Ashova are Isurim. Correct? It's all the same. Correct? Okay. Now, and he's telling you to sign, this is what they call is Ein Lekin Aleh. Okay? But the important point you have to keep in mind is Malkus is irrelevant over here. In terms of the issue, or we're not interested whether you get Malkus or not, our interest is the Minyan HaMitzvos. Okay? Now, just before we get started, to put your just screw your head on, it could be you could use it in certain cases as an acid test of what the minion is, but we're basically not interested in Malkus, we're basically interested in minion, right? So at the end of the Shoresh, he talks about Malkus, but it's really an introduction to minion, because that's all he's interested in, okay? However, just before, just get ourselves straight before we think, you know, because this is not counterintuitive, it's very intuitive. In Perek Gimel of Malkus, when he's talking about Eilu Hein Elokim, and we'll see him introduce Lav Shem HaKlolos in the Pirush Mishnayos, the issue over there is not Minyan HaMitzvos. He's not worried about Minyan HaMitzvos in Pirush Mishnayos. That's not the issue. His issue, whether you get Malkus, you don't get Malkus, okay? Are we okay with that? So, one of the things we're going to have to deal with, okay, when you're trying to define Lav Shem HaKlolos, okay, is it just enough to say that it has many inyanim? Or there's more to the definition? Okay? Now, let's start like this, okay? Now, here's also important. You can open up the Pirush Mishnayos. You'll see this, and you see this. Okay, Kappach has a certain discussion about it, and I was told that, that it's not clear at all that he's right and probably wrong, okay, we'll see. And when I was asked, where you should make the demarcation line between the Madur Kam and the Madur Basra, I think I got it, even though I didn't see the Ksav Yad. Okay? Now let's just play it out, okay? And this is the important thing, because the Rambam he added something on to this thing later, okay? Okay. And I was told also, you can say by the handwriting, because Rambam's handwriting changed when he got older, okay? And you can see the different handwriting and Ram's copy that it was added at a later period of time. Okay. For Seder. It's an important idea. But let's just get this now. I want to start from Chilka Chamishi, move into Chilka Shishi, and show you how the thing goes. Okay? Chilka Chamishi, he's doing various halakim. When it gets to Shvi, he's telling you, yeah, you do get Malkus. But until Chilka through Chelek Hashishi inclusive, he's telling you, well, you don't get Malkus on, okay? V'Chelek Hamishi, Lav Habo Mechal Aseh. Lav Habo Mechal Aseh. V'im Ova Eino Chayiv Malkus, v'chule, V'im Eino Ova Chayiv Malkus, Shloi Nema Boi Lav B'Feirish, K'mo Sh'omu L'Yobo Mamza, V'L'Yobo Amoni. So what's the problem Lav Habo Mechal Aseh? It's only michlal. It's not mefulish, right? That's michlal aseh. Then, in juxtaposition to this, he has a chelek hashishi. So what I think what he's trying to do is before the lav itself is michlal aseh, okay? In here, you might have the lab itself, but its relationship to the inyanim in the pasuk is only michlal. It's not exclusive. And we'll see about that. And then there's a segue between Chamishi and Shishi. Okay? V'chilek ha-shishi lav she-beklolus ein lekin lo, v'hu lav she-le-nema be-feilush el-nilmud mitvoim ha-cherim. Okay? K'mo she-oimim b'kam b'klimis lav be-feilush itma el-mechlola itma. So what's the word mechlal over here? Lav she-beklolus, it's talk that it's implied. Okay, you can infer it. Okay, for who could go? Oh, well, that's a bakal of a caramel, lay circle. So it's an amazing thing. You can extrapolate from that every type of chodesh is awesome. Ashe yoitzi mize chodesh minatful lay circle. The mochel koli bulvad lo no keosh de malkis achas mishum koli lay circle shenis mishum chodesh. Because you know, it's an imaginary lav, okay? But the low is there, but you're extrapolating that from the general rule, you know, the extrapolating rule, which is totally the same as foolish, okay? And something is even further. Ela malchus achas mishum koli, v'chein imoho kalma mishum kalma v'chule, v'chein anozim, imochal chaltzen oizog eno chay shtei malkis, Achas shum chalzen, shum foolish, vasheni mishum mikol asher yase hagib migefen ayayin. Lefi shezeh lav shebeklolus. But there it's foolish, okay? But it says lo mikol. But it's not clearly going on that. So that's a mechlal, okay? Lefi shezeh lav shebeklolus, vilo mefeirish mikol asher yase migefen ayayin lo yochal. Mechatzan ve'adzag lo yochal, ki oz mischayiv al achilas achatzen shtayim, v'chein al azog, v'chein al anovim lachim. Okay? See here, I'm not sure if you can medayik that you need the negative verb. Because if I point that out in Sefer Mitzvahs, he's mashmet the law by itself was enough. Al teuchem menu no, v'loi boshem avushal, correct? But here he's repeating the verb of teuchal, okay? Okay, so I'm not sure, see, what would have happened? How would you have said that it's mefulish? See, if you have the word loisach at the beginning of the pasuk, and you say velo, 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 you're okay. But if the word teichal is only at the end of the pasuk, you got nothing by saying lo, velo, velo. And that's the way it is over here. So I don't know if you really can conclude anything, correct? Okay, now, then he says, V'chein anovim, okay, we get v'yayin al-golo yochazan, ki oz mischayiv al-achilas achatzen shtayim, v'chein al-azor, v'chein al-anovim, lach v'chein al-anov yibeshim, al-kol achaz achaz malkia, shtei malkis, av-okimit she'im loikin al-lav shebeklolois, eno chayiv, el-kol echon me'elon iskolim el-olav, okay, v'chein omu al teuchim menu no uboshu ki lo al teuchim menu el etzli. He's not interested in the no and the mevusho, which will be the focus of the min hasheni. He's interested in kim sliyesh, which is the mechlal. Okay, correct. That's all he's interested in. V'im ochal no eno chay shtayim. Achas mishum no, v'achas shmuvusha. Achas mishum no, v'achas shmuvusha. Lois sochal kol el tzli, right? V'shizeh alav, asheni mechlola, yoytze. V'hu shemeklolos. V'hu lav shemeklolos. We understand. V'avochayim al no malkis, v'al vushal, malkis echot. V'hobein inyin ze, heitim, v'yishua kol shemeklol. Okay? Period. We'll see later, the Rambam doesn't mention the Min HaSheni. Okay? But you understand, the Min HaSheni has no place over here. Because the Min HaSheni is, how many Malkis Yechayiv? Is it one, or three, or two, or whatever it is? So, if the discussion of Elul HaLoikin here in the first six halakim, the discussion where you don't get malchus about, the min hasheni is irrelevant. The min hasheni is only over here because of nogei l'minyan mitzvahs. Okay, correct? But it's no place. If the Rambam put it over here, he would say he missed the boat. Correct? I mean, it's just before, you know, just have your head screwed on straight, okay? Now, next. Okay, now. Then he goes on, right? Just before, okay? Just before we go on to see what the second thing is, okay? I just want to now take on the point, because the Rambam only here in Sefer Mitzvahs talked about Kiryu and Yon Merabim, right? But did he mention the Mechlal or didn't he mention the Mechlal? Because if he told Lashi B'Kolos, the word Kolos means Mechlal. Not Kiryu Halbe, okay? Well, it means both, okay, I have to say. But the important word is the Mechlal, correct? Just to keep your mind, right? It's very interesting, the word can be used in two ways, really. Now, let's just see something. So he said at the beginning, which I read before, Im hoi lav echot kril in yon merabim, v'chulei beiru gamke, shalav shem kol zudi osi tre, tlose isri mechala. Okay? So a priori, the word mechlal is irrelevant in Sefer Mitzvahs. Okay? However, listen to this. Later on, when he's talking about Abaye, who's of the opinion that you get malchus, mechol asheyase migefer hayayin. Okay? He says, mefurish, that it's a stira to the Sugi Sanhedrin. He says, because the Gemara Sanhedrin says what? Just before I read it, I say it inside. The Gemara Sanhedrin says what? That's lash because in Lukan Alehen. Okay? And according to Bai, you are Lukan. So it means you should equate Mikola Shiyasa Gefanayayin to the Minarisha. Correct? Not to the Minasheni. Right? So Shaili is, before we get started, Mikola Shiyasa Gefanayayin, you can't say it's Kul Habin Yonim. So what did he see in that have to do with the Minarisha? See, if you say the basic definition of the Indian of the Minarishon, that it's Mechlal, and Mechlal you don't get Malchus on, then it's all the same. Then it makes sense, correct? Now let's see. Then he says, he writes later, Ukva Yodato. Ukvar yodato shehis boye bigmor Sanhedrin ein loikin alav shebeklolos ulochein maima abaye nitche. What does it do? It's like apples and bananas. But if you say the Rambam has the same definition and mechlal is the double portion, just adding on to it, then it makes a lot of sense. Okay? Now, therefore, if you'd want to have a sefach, an addition to the Pirush Mishnayis, and add a new case, what case would you add in the Pirush Mishnayis? In retrospect from Sefer Mitzvahs? What case would you add? The exact same case, which is equivalent to what? To Abaye, okay, so you would add L'Sechol Adam, that there are many in Yonim, and it's Mechlal. Okay, and let's see what he did. That's exactly what he did.
Okay. Umerachel kaze oid, and this was the Madura Basra. Okay. Okay, which might have been just Uzmatic Sefer Mitzvahs over here in Church G. Umerachel kaze oid. Im noima lav echod, it's a chilek kaze, because the chilek hashishi is a chilek of Michlal. And that's why it was together with Hamishi. If it would be a new klal, and the way we interpret, the way you would have interpreted a priori in Minyan HaMitzvah, just the fact that you have many in Yonim, not that it's Michlal, then it should have been a chilek hashishi, you should have added a new chilek. But he throws it in, and you see not only he throws it in, it's very clear from the way it continues that it's part of it. You'll see it. Im noima, but a chilek hazeh, im nema lav echod, koilo tre trase yisuri. It's mamish like he was quoting Shiras Chi. The same example, 2 and 3. Okay? And it's in the Arabic. I mean, not in the Arabic, the Aramaic, I meant, the Aramaic. Okay. Eisure could go in Omru Leisercha Adam. Harizek called Vom Rabin. Okay. See, his mom is doing it. Correct. Then even more. Then he goes on and he basically mentions all the cases, okay, in the Gemara and Sanhedrin, and what the Rambam quotes here, except he doesn't mention what? He doesn't mention Ben Sarah Murray. Okay, well, I'll explain. Okay. Then, right? Then he goes on. And he says, like this. He says, second, thing. Oh, I have to take thing. He says, Michal, what's that? You. Okay, and then he says, didn't he say at the end, once he says, at the end, he said, oh, he says, in other words, what did he say? Can you have, I just don't have.
In the Persian Mishnah?
Yeah, I just have the
he
right
says,
place here.
That's the
key. No, I understand that, but besides that, he makes a comparison. Just give it to me. Yeah, he says, of Roshan Talmud, he quotes it, and he says, the end, v'in echad mehen mefeirush, k'dei sh'nu melu kanalization is parash malkas achas, okay? K'derech, sh'omalnu b'chodesh u'pesach, it's the exact same case. And this new Isa of this new Isa, which he bavish mechadish, that the type chodesh, okay. Zeboro v'kalo vino yesim radugmas akrimus, okay, because it's much clearer. See, what you're doing is in the dugmas akrimus, you're really making up a lav in your mind, okay, because you're saying below, because she has that gefen ayayin, or you're extrapolating a whole lot of new idea of chodesh, you're making a low. Here, through the pirush b'kubo, you have all the pieces, and you have the low in front of it. So it's much clearer than the first case. And that's all he adds. He doesn't add anything more, and he can't add anything more. Okay? So I see it's mamish beautiful. Okay. So that is very clear. And this has nothing to do then. The Rambam's not saying you don't get Malkus. He's not saying in either place that you don't get Malkus for Pirush HaMakubo. And the Rambam, in fact, in Hilchos Trumas, says you get Malkus for the Lav of Orel and Truma, which is only learnt out from Pirush HaMakubo. The whole lav is Ela Pirshu Mekum. It's not just klal. Even though in Minyan HaMitzvos you might have made a case that maybe he holds such a thing, because by the lav of Pesach he says mefurish that you get Malkus. Lav of Orel by Pesach, and the lav of Orel by Trum, he doesn't say you get Malkus. But I'm afraid to suggest such a thing, and I would assume it's all the same as you get the impression over here. It's a combination of two things. It's a clear way of making al bichla. Okay? So that is first point. Okay? Okay. Now, next. Now I just want to add something. I'm not going to make a big deal out of this. Over here, we have in the lav, I talked about most of them.
One bar.
One bar.
It's okay.
You want, I can get me another one.
Just be aware of it.
Yeah, it was three when I started, I'm sorry. Here he says, the Marshal, in the cases he mentions, he says, Reb Yudese Oimer, Minayin Shein Mevarin, Al Arugi Bezdin, Talmoloi Melesuch Al Adam. Okay? So, Ein Mevarin is an Issa Achila. Who is the Issa on? And what's the Issa on? Okay, I don't want to, I did a lot of work on this, but I don't want to spend time on it. I wrote it also. Okay. Havro, basically in Rambam, it's see, the problem is there's no Avelus in Havri Bezin. That's the Rambam Paskins. Okay. And in the Perga, the Rambam quotes in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perga Gimel, where he says, Ein Mevarin. He just says afterwards that he says there's no Avelus that I will give. It's not the Ram in Hilchus Ovel where the Isa Avelus, where whether you do Avelus or not, and Havro is mentioned later in Perek Dalet, okay, but it's mentioned before. So the Chayra, the Isa, has nothing to do with Avelus, okay? And we're not, you see, in Rambam, Avelus, Havro in Hilchus Ovil, it's an Isa for the Ovil, Lechol Bishen Shaloi. In Havro, there's a Tanchumi Avelin, and there's a Kiyum Mitzvah in the Achila, even on the Menachemim. And that's why the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin that if you eat from a Sudas, a ben Sura Mura who eats Mesulis Havra is not Chayiv. And there's a Kalashem Dreisa in that. And that's the Derevei Mavarin. It has nothing to do with Avelus. Okay? And therefore, even at a time where there's no Avelus, like Moyed, there's Havra. Okay? And I can talk about this Barichas, okay? But that's just the point. It's an Issa Havra. But the Havra is the Nichum is to the Achila. So it's an Issa Achila. And that's the Mevarin. That's that. Okay, now next. Then there's another one after it. Is Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Minayin Sanhedrin Shel Hogdus HaNefesh, She'ein Toyim Min Klum Kol Hayom. Tamaloyim L'Sech HaAdom. The word Toyim is a little bit strange. And the Kol Hayom. The question is the time is the day that they kill it start in the morning, or it's only after they kill? How does it play itself out? And the Tohamim, what's going on? The Issa is Achila. So, the word Tohamim is a little bit odd, but in the Pirush Mishnah in Makis, he says, in Perek Gimel, when he quotes it, V'lomadnu. That's interesting. Listen to the Lashon. Mimenu ein bezin oichlin b'yom shogim es v'nefesh. Okay? But I'm not interested in that. The emphasis is the Machlokes Rambam and the Miri, where the Issa of Achila is the whole day, only afterwards. It's high platinum or moed cotton. When the Issa is it Issa on moed? Is it a tinus of tshuva? Or is it a tinus of meriris? And what would be also not? But the Ram says the Issa is only afterwards. Okay? Maybe it's Ram the Shittas, the thing is tinus shows. And when you ate the beginning of the day, in the middle of the Shittas, the holes like the Raivin, that there's no tinus? I can't tell you. But this is the story. And that's what it is. An Issa Achila, and Issa Achila is only after Arugi Bezdin. That's the Ram Shita. Okay, now next. That is that.
The Kol Osayom fits into that.
It's very strange. Kol Osayom, whatever's left after, the Sugi Moy Cotton. The Sugi Moy Cotton clearly says it, okay? The Shaili is if you're doing the Sugya, you're not doing the Sugya, whole Miri about it there in the Rambam, okay? The Rambam is very clear. I can read you the Bekiyas about it, but I just thought that it's important that I mention it, but I didn't want to go through it, okay? Now, the Sugya Moy Kotn Yudal Mabez, the Rambam is a Peri Gimel Sahedron Alokhehei, okay? Now, and the issue with tainus of tainus shows is in Perek Aleph, it was tainus al Chiyu Gimel. You see, I mentioned before the Ram doesn't quote Ben Tzoyer Meir in Pirush Mishnayis and Makkos. And it's very clear that he shouldn't, because the whole issue of Ben Tzoyer Meir is a Chiyu Misa. And here he's talking about that you don't get Makkos on it. So there's no place for it. Has nothing to do. If you bring it there, it's completely, it's completely it's completely irrelevant. Okay, right? Okay, good. No, I'm just saying the Ram was very intuitive what he did. Okay, now next. Okay, now. The truth is, the Al Adam, okay, in Ben Tzoyer Meir, we'll see it's because of Ein Oinshin Kemasir, correct? It's nothing to do with the Pirush Mekubal. You see, the Pirush Mekubal really is Al Adam. It's while the Dam HaNefesh is still there, let's say. In Dam Mizrok, or in the Dam HaNefesh still a behemah by Shechita, correct? The Dam Mizrok, it's question here or there, or Harugi Bezdin, Loisech Al Adam, that it's after the Dam on the day that the Dam was Nishbach, okay? Loisech Al Adam, it's the Bezdin or the Avro, correct? But the issue of Al Adam in Ben Tzoyer Meir is a whole different issue. It's an issue of what? Of Achila Hamevili De Shvichas Dam, which is a whole new tainch and a whole business. And really never would have interpreted it that way. He only did it, we'll see, because of the love, because of Eino Echinik Masir. Okay, but say just to keep it straight, okay? Now, there are additions, and I'm not getting involved in it. In the Dfus, they talk about tefillah here, correct? Does it mention tefillah? Does it mention tefillah in the text? Eating before davening.
As one of these will talk about that.
Yeah. Doesn't it mention it?
Right,
correct. It's not in the Arabic. It's not in the written. It's not in the Arabic text. Okay. And the truth is, you would have expected it not to be there, because the Ram Shita is. You see, the question is, it also the Isachil and what the Issa is. Okay. The Ram Shita is only the Rabbanim brings it in Perek Dalad together with all the Pilchus Tefillah together with all the Dinei de Rabbanon of Hesach Hadas and Tefillah. It's not Nisachil B'chlal, even with Rabbonon. It's Nisach Hesach Hadas from Tefillah.
Like doing work and stuff, same thing.
Yeah, yeah, it's all the same. It's all the same. Okay? If it's Nisachila, no, you can start talking about it. But the way the Gam has it, you assume there should be no place there. Okay? It's a Perek Vav, Halacha Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav. It's all issues of Ashkoma, of Isa Malacha, of Ashkoma, the Beis Chaveo, Kodin Tfila, Isa, okay? Isa Lechel, Samot HaMincha, Bechut. Okay, now. Okay. Here we go now. Now, there are those that claim it's deraisa, but Ram Lechay is an asmachta ba'almo. The the question is the kum is litom kum lecho kum is bahag about this. I'm not getting involved in all this, okay? But the piskei tastes rib, the piskei rib in brachos v'nirli the tefillah hashacha filu timo belev also litom kum filo shaharishat zrochav also las kum filo kosh kein litom. And it's also Shad Tzlacha. However, there are those that quote the Rosh quotes the Avi Ezri, okay, that Avi Ezri so caused the mutilishas mayim abor couldn't feel the loshayech b'mayim gaiva. But the grain of the Rishonim that it's an Isa litom klum. And it's an Isa of Achil or something like that, you might even imagine mine. Okay? I'm not getting involved in that either. Now, next. Next. Now, like this. Okay. Now, Hine Elu Chamisha in Yonim, which are the five that we have, not the six. Kulam Usholim Aleim, Vehain Kulam. Nichlolim tachas alav hazeh. Okay? So, you know, maybe they're getting Ubeiru om Ubeomu Ebesen Hejid Bimnoisam Elo and Yonim Al Kulam Ein Oloike Mishum Dabel Lav Shabakos. Lav Shabakos Ein Loike and Olo. Okay? Ubeiru Gamkein. Okay? Shalav Shabakos Udiosi Trey Tosat Isuri Nichad Lav Vein Roi Limnois. Call Isa v'Isa shekolal aleihem ze halav mitzvah ne'atzmo elanim ne halav levadoi shekolah kol devom ha'il. Again, this is an issue of minyan mitzvahs. The question is, what does he mean? Inu roi. What's he say? He's doing something that's not just. Shouldn't be involved in it. What's the Enohoi? So I want to suggest to you, with this Chadash in Enohoi, that it basically is almost a Hafko. That since it's a Lav Sheba Klolis, the Lav itself is Mufka. From being miyuchad to a peculiar inyan. Because we have a general klal that midas hateira can't be in minyan mitzvahs. Okay? Correct? That's shurish beis. Then we have another klal in the sefach that he has to show Shudalid that we say that in Oinshin and Kwas Hirin that we machadish and ashora because of the Oinish. And the Ram says, even though it's minadin, so it means even if the love is doch mufke, the klal of in Oinshin and Kwas Hirin is overrides that klal. Rambam in Sefer. And he does that in Sefer Mitzvah Mefurish. He does it by Shchut Echut. Okay. He does it by Shchut Echut. And he does it by Kilas Aveim. That Shchut Echut is by Hekesh. And Kilas Aveim is a Binyan Av. Okay. But Sefer Mitzvah, he compares using a lav of Lashi B'Klolos for an Oynesh is equivalent to Minadin. And he said it three times. He says it once by Birkas, by Misnabe B'Shem Avodah Zorah, a second time by Birkas Hashem, and a third time by Ben Tzeremiah. And the answer is Rabbi Isai, because the fact that the Chetz Olav Shebekolos a new Chinnish, that it can't be Miyuchad. It's not Miyuchad for any particular East. It's all of them, okay? And that L'chir is a steer. It's Ein Roy. It's not the word Ein Roy, because you can't make a Miyuchad. It's the Chmufke. That's how I would say the Ein Roy is. And that's why he can have this discussion, which is an amazing discussion, and compares the edition of Oyn Shimon Adin and we'll see later. It's an amazing thing. It's even more than that. And it's gonna get stolen. See, okay, we still have to go still, okay. Let me ask you something. Now you have these three cases, okay? You have the case, or even the case you have Minadin, okay? When I ask you, what would you expect the Rambam to write in the Minyan HaKotzer, okay? Is there a Aschorah over here in Kilas Av? Is there a Aschorah here in, what would you quote? There's an Issa Shenema. What Pasuk should you quote? Or maybe not Pasuk. Quote a Pasuk. There's no Issa. There's no Pasuk Mefurish. Or for example, if you're going to tell me that the Aschorah for Ben Seru Meura, you're going to tell me that that's how it's what? Loisochal Adam. So you should say, in Minyan HaKotze, that Loisochal Adam, you should say that Ben Seru Meura, Aschol, Lachil is Ben Seru Meura, and you should say, Shenema Loisochal Adam. Okay? And in Birkas Hashem, he should quote the law twice. Elohim Loisakalo, twice. In Dayan, and in Birkas Hashem, and Shema Elohim Achim Lo Saskiru, you should call twice. One in Nishma B'Shem Avodah Zorah, and secondly in Misnabe B'Shem Avodah Zorah. And you know what the Rambam does in all the cases that he learns this din of an ancient of El Kamasirin? When he in the Minyan HaKotzer, when he quotes the thing, he quotes the Einish. Because the Einish itself is Taka the Issa. But you have this cloud of Einish in Masirim. So Be'emes it is Mufke. And it doesn't make it into a lav. It just is enough that it can tell you the din of Einish in Masirim. And the Minyan, and it's an amazing thing, in the Minyan of Luis, I said, oh, thought it's there. Okay? So in Rory, meet this Mufke. And that's why he equates. Because it's an amazing thing. Look at the law. He does it in Kufzari Hei. He does it in Samuch. And he does it in, I think, Chavav is the Misnabesh. All three times he compares Minadin to Lav Shebekolos. And that's what it is. It's an amazing thing. Okay, now. It's amazing. So that's Ein Roy. Okay? So, here we go. Ein Roy. Now, next, let's continue. Okay? It's amazing. You know, they're doing amazing things here. Kagoyin, Halab, Hazer, Gamkein, Kloy, Melisuchal Adam, Omgoy Lifnei Yivlesi Timichsho, Ki Gam Hu Kil Inyonim Rabim, Moshe Nevaya. He's going to explain that later. Where's Moshe Nevaya? Nevaya is in the lav of Avneiva. Okay. V'chein omu v'lesis Hashem Hashov shigam hu k'ilu inyon murab k'moshe Nevaya. Okay. V'zeh ha'min ha'echod mimin elav shukos. Now he's finished. This is the first category. Okay. Now, I just want to get you started over here. We'll have to see. We'll see a little bit more as we go on. If I were to ask you a question, in Lav Shebeklolis, the Apshuta Shel Mikra? Okay. So the way the Ram sets it up, with Ben Tzvi Meira and everything, I would have said a priori not. It's just a combination of inyonim, and there's no reason to pick one over the other. For some reason, which we have to understand, the Rambam in the Lav of Lifnei Lisitim Mirsho, in Minyan HaMitzvos, clearly says that Eitishen HaGeres is Pashtei Dekor. Pashtei Dekor. Okay? I'm not sure, maybe in Mishneh Torah was Chayzer, because he quotes in the Seder Mishneh Torah, that he quotes a Lav, he quotes Mishra from Avera, and then he quotes Eitz Hashem HaGenes. And I wouldn't imagine that's what it would be of that opinion if he did it in Mishneh Torah, but that's a different issue, okay? Then, when it comes to Loisisa Hashem Hashav, he goes out of his way to explain that the Reiv Mikrim, what do you say? Reiv Mikrim. Just one second. I don't know what happened there. Okay, just. Reiv Mikrim. Okay. The Roiv Mikrim is Ashav is what a tiny shell with Maldova. So you get the impression also he's going out of his way to make Pshuta Shel Mikra. Okay. So it's almost counterintuitive. Why in the world, in the Min HaRishon, should you try to make it into Pshuta Shel Mikra? And it becomes a little odd also that in Hilchos Sanhedrin, the Ram says in Loisis Hashem Hashav that the reason you don't get Malkus for is Chalav Shem HaMaisa. Okay? So what happened over here? What's going on? Okay? Okay? What is it? So that's what I want to get started with. Mr. Shem, we're going to pick it up next week. You have like this. But on the other hand, you would have said, so when he talks in the Lav, Kuf Sadi Hei, Ben Tzvi Meira, he says, when he quotes the Lav, he says it's talking about Ben Tzvi Meira. And that's the whole discussion. So you're trying to say that Ben Tzvi Meira is also Pshuta Shel Mikra? So I tell you, that's impossible to do. Why is it impossible to do? Because you just pointed out that the Ram asks that Lav Shebeklolis, you see, if I would ask you, if I'm faced with Lav Shebeklolis in Ben Tzvi Meira, is there a problem of making the Lav of Leisech Al Adam into the mitzvah? So fakeled. You get the impression, the Rambam, that Lav Shebeklolis should have been a stira for it to be the ashora for Ben Tzvi Meira. But the overarching principle, the overriding principle of what? Of Leisecha, of what? Of Ein Oyin Shekim Maschilin overrides it. So if there's a cloud, the inip shutosh mikra, it doesn't work over here. Okay. So I would suggest something else. It's not the inip shutosh mikra. It could be the Rambam's opinion is, I'm not sure what it means exactly, is every mitzvah needs a nusach.
Perfect.
A nusach, okay? And the nusach of Lifnei Iver is Eitz Shenah Hageinus. And it doesn't make it, but it can't not make it beferish on one hand, because it's beferish that you should say that it's not allowed, that you should get malchus on this and not the rest of them, okay? It's an amazing thing, so what do? Because everyone's equal. If they're not all equal, then it's not allowed shebeklolis, because each one's mechal. So how can you say, that's what I understand, how can you end up saying that it's mechal and still have the nusach, which is very counterintuitive. But then, if you do that, then it becomes even odder. Because all you're ending up with in Achila of Ben Seru Meira is that the nusach. It's not the Pshuta Shomikla, but it has a nusach. Okay? But there's an amazing thing going on. The Rambam, when he gets to the lav of Lifnei Iver, he says that it's Kilo, the other cases of Avera. Okay? When he talks about the lav of Lusisa Shemeshov, he says it's Kilo Makabal Lashon Hora, Omu Lashon Hora, Lechocho, whatever, he mentions the other cases, correct? He does something so counterintuitive. I asked you in Lusichal, in Ben Seru Meire, if you had to mention that there are other cases in Minyan HaMitzvahs, and you had a choice to pick only one, I would have picked the case of Ben Seru Meire, because Ben Seru Meire is really not the Issa. It's just because, you know, it's Kli Masihir, okay? Doesn't mention at all anything about the other Isur. He just says, as a sign, that it's a lav shebeklolis. And the truth is, the definition of lav shebeklolis has changed. Because when he talks about in Samoch, a Birkas Hashem, and he's lav shebeklolis, he's talking about its kilul in yon mirabim, but each one, there's no lav shebeklolis over here. Okay, there's no lav because one, you get malchus for makalo, and then one's makalo dying, one's makalo this. When you talk about a misnabe b'shem avodah zarah, it's also lo seskiri, you get malchus for it. So it's not really lav shebeklolis. The lav shebeklolis which bothers him is not even lav shebeklolis over here. It's lav, it's kol inyonim acherim. Okay? It doesn't, that's what's bothering him. And it just says kol acherim. The din is that when you have an einish, you need a lav miyuchad. And the stira is that it can't be miyuchad. Because by definition, it's kol other things. So if it's kol, so it can't be miyuchad. That's the problem. Okay? But in Leisrich al-Adam, it's even worse. Because what happens is, it's Ke'ilu, which we have to understand, that the Leisrich al-Adam, the Ben Sirimu, takes over everything. And there's nothing left. He doesn't mention anything else. How does that happen? And he can't say that, you know. So what happened? Okay? Hatzlocha.